Master Sabertine,
Kent said evenly.
Like it or not, I'm the acting Grand Master of the Jedi Order. When four Jedi Knights disappear from the temple without authorization, it's my duty to find out why.
The Barabel continued to regard him with a fang-filled snarl.
No, it is not. What Tassar and the others are doing is no one's concern but their own.
Kent dropped his head in frustration.
Master Sabertine, what I'm asking...
He caught himself and looked back up.
No, what I'm demanding...
Master Sabertine, Leia interrupted. I think Grandmaster Hamner may be concerned that Tessar and the others are acting against Chief Dalla without his knowledge. After the actions of, certain Jedi Knights recently, it's a reasonable concern.
Saba looked from Kenth to Leia for a moment, her reptilian head rocking in thought. Finally, she looked back to Kenth.
You think Tessar and Willem have gone out to hunt Dalla?
Her fang-filled snarl changed to an equally fang-filled grin, and she began to siss so hard her shoulders shook.
No. This one promises they remain in the temple. They are not going anywhere.
More sissing.
For months.
A brief glance away from the Barabel revealed that the other masters, and even the Solos who knew Saba better than anyone, remained as puzzled as Kent was. He shrugged and sank back in his chair, very tired and very ready for the council meeting to be over.
Very well, Master Sabertine. I'll take you at your word.
Without waiting for her to return to her seat, he looked past her toward Barat Kel.
I propose that we send Sathaya Sar and Avanoam Arlis to Blaudu Sextus to convince the Octusi to delay the protest. Sar is a Jev, and he's been working on the slavery problem for some time now.
Barat Kel nodded.
I agree about Sar, but why Arlis? If you're worried about a relapse, it's better to send a master. And I have a certain understanding of the issue myself.
Kent nodded.
That's true, he said. But we also have the Lost Tribe to consider, and we're going to need every master available when we go to face them.
Then you do plan to launch the stealth X's?
Saba asked, half rising out of her chair to which she had just returned.
When?
When we can do so without fighting our way off Coruscant,
Kent replied.
We won't help anyone by arriving all shot up.
Then you may as well send Master Barat Kel to Blaudu Sextus.
Kip's tone was derisive, and he was shaking his head and staring at the floor.
Because we're not getting our stealth X's off this planet without a fight. Not as long as Dalla is in charge.
Kent could see by the disgust in the faces of the other masters that they shared Kip's opinion. And he knew as well as they did that this was the true test of his leadership. If he could not convince the masters to be patient, to trust him just a little while longer, they would simply launch without him.